Right. Also in Philippians 3:8, it says, it is hard to see your future when you're staring at your past. So stop staring at your past. I mean, that's God's word. It's in Philippians 3:8.
Amen. 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 Okay, and I just thank you so much, Mrs. Jackson, for being with me today on this program. It's been wonderful.
Thank you.
And I hope that we can do this again sometime. You take care. Amen. God bless you, and have
God bless
a blessed
you.
Day. I love you.
Thank you for having me. I love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
As you climb the ladder of success and the blessings, they begin to pour in. Make sure you're never too busy to praise Him. Listen, as He wakes you every day, don't forget, before you make your coffee, to lift your hands and give Him the praise. Make sure you're never too busy to praise Him. Listen, you gotta trust in Him in everything you do. And then He said that all these things, they're gonna be added unto you. Make sure you're never too busy to praise Him. Why am I saying that? Because He's been too good. Now listen, He's been too kind for you to push Him away and say that He won't mind. Thank you, Jesus. He's been too good. Can I get a witness tonight? He's been so, so good. So listen, make sure that you're never too busy to say hallelujah every now and then. That you're never too busy to clap your hands and give God some glory. That you're never too busy to shout for joy, because the joy of the Lord, it is your strength. You're never too busy to just dance around in a circle and don't care who's looking. You're never too busy.
Us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all He went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come.
My contact information has changed. My email address is rosieh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast. with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Call on him. I don't care how soft you call on him. He'll hear you when you pray. He'll hear you when you pray. He'll roll the clouds away. He'll roll the clouds away. He'll hear you when you pray. He'll hear you when you pray. That's the kind of God we serve. 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 He'll heal you when you pray. He'll heal you when you pray. He'll turn dark clouds away. He'll turn dark clouds away. He'll turn your midnight. He'll turn it into day. I know that he will. 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 He turns some clouds away. He has turned some clouds away. He has turned some clouds away. He has turned some clouds away. He have heard me when I pray. He has heard me when I pray. He has heard me when I pray. He heard me when I pray. Standing there, I know he heard my prayer. I know he's standing there. I know he heard my prayer. I know he's standing there. I know he heard my prayer. I know he's standing there. I know he heard my prayer. I know he's standing there. We serve a God. 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 Who's standing right near? Who's standing right near? Who's standing right near? We serve a God. We serve a God who's standing right near, who's standing right near. I know. He's standing right near. He answered all my prayers. He cast out all my fears. 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 I know. I know. God is standing by. How many of y'all? How many of y'all truly know that God is standing by? Amen. Can I don't know how much mic we got on here, but can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me? I'm having problems hearing myself. Amen. God is standing by. And since he's standing by, There is no need to fear. There is no need to cry.